He rose and turned to find Leia racing across the balcony. With half her hair missing, a combat vac suit splattered in blue Nargon blood, and a comlink headset worn over a face still red with healing burns, she looked about the way Han felt. And she was still the prettiest woman Han had ever seen. Behind her, a single YVH stood out in the security ring, one red eye studying the arched ceiling. Luke was still out in the corridor, just beyond the blown hatch, one hand using his lightsaber to bat blaster bolts aside, the other gesturing to someone Han could not see. A synthetic voice said,
"Access denied."
Leia cocked her head, turning to look toward the sound, and Han's heart leapt into his throat.
"Leia, down here!"
Han yelled, reaching toward her.
"Now!"
Leia was already vaulting over the rail. Han caught her by the hand and felt the stone go instantly soft. He looked down and saw the stasis circle turning translucent beneath their feet.
"Better calm Luke if you can."
As Han spoke, a deep, vine-draped pit opened beneath their feet.
"Tell him we're going after the Krefs."
The mound of dead Nargons began to shudder again. Ben watched in amazement as two more of the huge reptiloids appeared, crawling out of a body pile so huge it clogged the corridor. The Nargons were met by a hail of YVH cannonbolts, and they quickly fell as motionless as their fellows. Their Mandalorian officers had bugged out about 5 minutes earlier, and the Nargon security force had instantly become more of a nuisance than a danger. And there lay the true peril, Ben knew. Faced with such a mindless foe, it would be easy to grow complacent, or to simply run out of power cells. Ben sensed a presence behind him, then glanced back to find his father approaching.
"I'm going after Han and Leia,"
Luke said. Instead of attempting to shout above the battle noise, he used the throat mic to transmit his voice over the strike team's comm net.
"I think they went inside the monolith."
"They what?"
asked Tahiri. She was kneeling behind one of their surviving battle droids, placing some charges that would slow down a Nargon charge, if the reptiloids ever figured out a way to get past the pile of bodies.
"Was that part of the plan?"
"It was unexpected," Luke admitted. "But they're following the Krefs, and the Krefs killed 30,000 people at Sarnas alone. We can't let that pair escape inside the monolith."
"Yeah, that could be bad."
Ben shot a glance toward the hatch through which the Krefs had fled. They had just lost a battle droid taking out the automatic security system, and he wasn't eager to add his father to the casualty list.
"Be careful in there."
"I think the YVH cleared the way for me," Luke said. "I'm more concerned about the situation here."
"We'll be okay, Dad," Ben said. "We have this under control."
"I know you do," Luke said.
"But stay in touch with the Falcon in case you need to evacuate."
"And keep an eye on our other approaches,"
Ben interrupted.
"And pay attention to our danger sense, because this still smells like a trap."
"I said, we have it, Dad."
An expression that was equal parts pride and love came to Luke's face. And that was when Ben realized there was something his father was not telling him.
"Now you're scaring me," Ben said. "What's wrong?"
Luke smiled.
"Nothing's wrong."
He clapped a hand on Ben's shoulder, then turned toward the hatch.
"And that's a very good feeling right now."